T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Here's a 978 text that says, how in the world is Al Bundy's story over there relevant?
Al Bundy.
The relevancy is that police officer was willing to put his career and his salary on the line to get us to a hotel. Number one, Boston PD cruisers aren't allowed to go to Saugus.
Right.
Okay, so right. The guy put his ass on the line, and what if somebody, you know, nowadays, there would have been screenshots on cell phones with a BPD cruiser on 95 North saying what the F is going on, and then it gets sent to his boss, and he gets his ass suspended and loses 4 weeks of salary.
So you're saying she shouldn't cover for the guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just trying to clear that up for everybody.
Well, agreed with you. I'm just saying, you know, she can't put her family's well-being on the line these days because everybody is a, you know, Nancy know-it-all.
Here's a 617 text that says the guy is obviously not going to baseball. He's cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Well, now this guy's in way more trouble than he was when the segment started. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, Andy?
This guy's an idiot. He's either lying to this lady, or he's going to watch all the practices and burning all his good days instead of on game.
Yeah, they're saying that the practices got underway on Monday, so maybe he goes. Maybe he's that guy. Maybe he's parent.
Hardo.
He's the hardo who goes and watches practice.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Junior.
Right? Yeah. Great job on the suicide.
Yeah.
Can you work on Junior's swing a little bit?
Oh, yeah, he's got the full weight bench and everything in the garage. He's forcing his kid at 13 to do bench.
All right. Coming up in just about a half an hour or so, we will be joined by a very old friend of this program, Bob Lobel, who has been using marijuana in a medical way and wants to talk about that because there is a convention coming up.
Yeah, NECAN this weekend.
And is that this weekend?
Yeah, highest convention show.
You going to that?
I'll see. Five times. I got a big disc golf tournament this weekend.
Speaking of marijuana.
Yes, that's right. I'll have my own little convention going on.
Where's the big disc golf tournament?
This is
Augusta? Or where we're at there?
Yeah, almost. It's at
coming
the
up?
Rapscallion Brewery, of course.
Oh.
Where it begins and ends at the brewery. And it's being catered by BT Smokehouse.
Oh, I love BT's.
I'm coming.
Yes. Oh. BT's is great. All right. Let us get to this.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Danielle, did Stiz give you the jackhammer? Well, for Stiz, we should probably just call it the electric toothbrush.
On WAAF.
Oh, by the way, don't forget, tune in alert. Stiz Grimey has rapped a love song for his girlfriend, Danielle.
Oh, boy.
And I will debut that 9:05 or so this morning.
That's crazy that his girlfriend has the same name as me.
Well, I mean, listen, I understand you don't want to go full public with the relationship until you're sure that it's as serious as you think it is.
No relationship.
At 9:05, we'll debut the Stiz rap song, the rap tune that he did for Danielle. And hopefully it's appropriate for the airwaves after what happened down in Memphis.
I hope.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. With all the convenience of big bank checking accounts, but no minimum balance requirements or monthly service fees, check out the City of Boston Credit Union and their checking account service today. And here now for you are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:47 a.m.
Yeah, you can track anybody down on social media and find out who they are just by their first name. But LB tells you his first, last name, his entire career, his address, his phone number, and nobody can find anything out about him.
End of message.
Please. Just Google it. Google the name. YouTube sensation.
Tuesday, 12:12 p.m.
Hey, this is Daddy Nature, and I'm going to give you 6 inches today. Ready for it?
End of message.
Okay. That's
that. Is that a 12?
I hope that. I mean, it's going to be 40 tomorrow and 40 on Friday and Saturday, so I think most of it will melt, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you need to wash your car every day this week, basically.
I mean, I get it. We have winter every year, and but just the storm on top of the storm on top of the storm. I feel bad for the people in Quincy and South Shore because they are worried about another tidal storm surge today.
And that's a mess.
A lot of those people still are in some of those areas in Quincy. They're still not back in their homes yet.
Right,
and
from
so,
the last ones.
Take care. It's the tidal charts are not working in the favor of the South Shore listeners for this particular storm, Winter Storm Toby.
Tuesday, 10:37 p.m.
Hey, Danielle, if you see a Wu-Tang symbol pop up next time you take a pregnancy test, you know what that means? Yeah!
End of message.
God help me. God help me.
6:44 a.m.
So Gregory got his physical yesterday and passed it with flying colors. That's a good sign, because when it comes to the dinner table and food, he never passes anything.
End of message.
I gotta tell you, cholesterol, right on the mark. The Dr. Vishnowsky, very impressed with the weight loss, the running. He's mentioning kind of like the my muscle development, biceps, pectorals, my glutes.
Have you been paying for more? Is that from taking your wallet out of your back pocket?
Is he recently divorced?
What is happening?
I think at the end of the my annual physical yesterday, he called me an amazing physical specimen.
Oh,
was what he had said. So. Listen, a lot of
and
people.
Who else was in the room at that time?
Listen, a lot of people get old, 51 years old, and they start to let themselves go, but not this guy over here.
Health hard out.
Tip top physical shape yesterday.
6:58 a.m.
So, Greg, I've noticed ever since Annie's been on vacation, LB has been spot on. Is there any chance that when she's back home, she's slowly poisoning him?
End of message.
You know, that's believable. Believable.
7:31 a.m.
Prostate exam.
End of message. 7:34 a.m.
Hello, Mr. Hill. This is Judith from your doctor's office. We just want to let you know that next time for your prostate exam, please do not light candles before the doctor walks into the office. Thank you. We appreciate it.
End of message.
I mean, listen, it's and it's one of those things that has to be done medically. And, I mean, it can, you know, I'm sure that it's the kind of thing that one could get used to. But it's just not
necessarily in that setting.
Everything A-okay.
A-okay.
Or up there, or whatever it was. It was in there.
All up in there.
Everything was.
You get all paranoid a couple of days before and you don't eat. You just do the water just because you don't want
to. I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Like, I didn't even
bottle of mineral oil.
I freak out.
7:35 a.m.
Yeah, Scott from Weymouth. Oh, so you had a colonoscopy or a prostate exam when you were 34? Yeah, I wonder what they found in there. Pretty much full of crap.
End of message.
All right. Well, thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail.
When you were in the middle of your exam, did you scream dilly dilly at any point?
No, I didn't. Is that what you're supposed to do?
It might be fun and break the ice a little.
Dilly dilly. See you next Saturday.
Right.
I mean, listen. You know, these kinds of things they can be emasculating. I mean, when the doctor says please remove your your underwear and turn around and put your brace yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like the plane was crashing or something, but he just, I mean, is he supposed to say brace yourself before doing the prostate exam?
Cross your arms one over the other. Grab the seat in front of you.
Danielle, you're familiar with
Inflate
this. I mean, does somebody normally say brace yourself before doing that?
Brace yourself. Daddy's incoming.
All right. Let's see. Here's a 617 individual who says, Greg, you dodo. Quincy is not the South Shore.
What?
Since when is Quincy not the South Shore?
What are you talking about?
The shore is south of Boston.
Right.
And if you're leaving Boston, the general, next area you get to would be the South Shore, Quincy. Right.
Dorchester, Quincy, Hingham.
Yes. I mean, isn't that the way that works when you're going down the expressway?
Is Quincy Bay mislabeled? If it's not the South Shore?
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm confused.
Let's see. Here's a text that says full show colonoscopy, or they're screaming full show colonoscopy. this is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your show.
What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, so just remember, one finger is medical, two fingers is magical.
Oh, Jeff. It's 8:11.
I mean, yeah.
Well, to be honest, it's two fingers. Medically, it is two fingers.
Is it?
Yes.
Can we stop?
How many fingers?
Can you Google that?
State exam. Yes, it's two.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what? That's the standard. I mean, right.
some of you more insecure individuals
might need.
That's why I can't sit. I was wondering when I'll be. I'm standing up all morning just in case.
Oh, I thought you were doing that new fitness thing,
right?
Standing at their desk.
Greg got a standing desk.
All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. 617-931-1223. Mike Hsu and Danielle talk a lot about marijuana and medical marijuana.
Yes.
And how that's going to change our state. And in about 15 or 20 minutes, we'll be joined by one of the all-time legendary local news superstars, Bob Lobel. And Bob Lobel is going to talk about the same thing. So Bob has been fighting illness and
I can't wait to hear his story. Is using
marijuana at free random.
Yeah.
And
it's really helping him.
Yeah.
He's making a
huge difference.
That's awesome.
So, and Bob Lobel was before anybody on this was on this show, before LB, before Danielle, before Hsu, Bob Lobel was the very first regular segment that I did on my fledgling new morning show. And it was a weekly segment called, I should probably do this in the Johnny St. Dark voice, the Lobel Prize for Sports.
Ah!
And he'd come on every week and award a local person, you know, like Larry Bird or Milt Schmidt or somebody.
Milt!
That's how old I am. He'd award the Lobel Prize for Sports. And that was the 28, 27 years ago or something like that. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, I just had a Hillman correction.
Yes.
It's not Winter Storm Toby. It's Winter Storm Kunta Kente.
I don't believe that is a Roots obscure reference.
That is a Roots obscure reference. Your name is Toby.
A Roots obscure reference. Yeah. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Steve from the November Gale. How are you guys?
Hey, Steve-O.
What's going on, bro? On your prostate exam, the only thing I could think of that came to mind was the movie 300 in two instances. When the traitor gets the queen and says, you will not like this. It will not be over quickly. And then she gets him in the end the same way. All I could think about, Greg, was you turning the doctor around and giving him an exam.
All right. That's only fair.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Prostate exam jokes, always funny. All right? Yeah.
I'm sure the doctor never gets tired of hearing you ask if it's his turn either. He's never heard that chestnut.
Let's get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.org or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. That's the number 4. Brought to you also by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
By the way, LB, did you see that Larry Bird was at the Sox game yesterday?
Yes.
Down in the Grapefruit League?
Yeah. JetBlue Park.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Kevin McHale was at the Seas game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last night, McHale was at the Celtics game. All right. Let's do this.
It's another irrational fear.
I cannot stand primates and mimes.
On the Hillman Morning Show.
Well, did you see the car that went off the overpass in Foxborough yesterday?
Yeah.
Looks like the driver was choking on coffee. Irrational fear.
Oh, my Lord.
You know how sometimes you inhale spit, or you inhale like a little bit of a beverage, and you're like, ah,
sometimes that's the worst kind of choking.
Yes.
Yeah. We've discussed people who have died from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you can die from choking on your own spit or from choking on a liquid. So the guy was driving and choked on coffee, and then his car went off of 95?
Yep. Crash right into a pole.
Oh,
at least once a day, the sports dies because LB chokes on spit.
Hey, you can drown in one drop of water, people.
Jeez.
This is Steve Larson, who was a witness.
It looks like you just hit the guardrail, went up over the guardrail, and just more or less rolled down on two wheels down the hill. And once you get on the snow, you're not gonna stop.
Terrifying. Oh. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
My biggest fear when driving is when you have the sneeze that's coming on, and you start to do that thing where you have to kind of close your eyes a little, waiting for the sneeze to hit you, and I'm always terrified that I'm going to wind up crashing into somebody on my third sneeze because someone's going to stop short.
That's an irrational fear.
Total irrational fear.
But I suppose it could happen.
It could absolutely happen.
It could happen.
I mean, good defense in court, I suppose.
Can you look up how many people die every year from choking on their own spit? Because I believe at one point we had discussed that. Have you ever had that? And then you can't talk for like 10 minutes afterwards because
you lose your voice. The worst cold of all time.
Yeah. Like you completely lose your voice.
My irrational fear is tractor trailers.
What do you mean?
Like I saw it yesterday. As well, you got to get by a tractor trailer in, you know, a snowstorm, and there's a, you know, everything's coming off the back of the tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Is he going to slide left? Is he going to slide right? And then yesterday I was driving home on the pike and a tractor trailer took out a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Squished the car against the guardrail.
If you're driving between two big trucks, so if you have one in a lane on either side of you and there's a person in front of you that gets freaked out midway through and slams on the brakes or just stops. So now you're stuck between two semis. It's like, this is not how I wanted this trip to go.
Well,
here's a text. This individual's brother-in-law, 508 text, totaled his car by sneezing. And somebody, somebody stopped short and he ran right into him when he was sneezing.
Because there's that, and you know, you think about it in relation to texting. And how much time we take our eyes off the roads to look at our phones. And like even just those few seconds when you're getting ready to sneeze and you have your eyes closed, you wake up. So many things can change in that couple seconds. Like someone could cut in front of you. They could stop short. You don't know.
Here's a text that says, my biggest fear is dry drowning. What's that? That means you're not in the water. You're just, what's dry drowning?
I think it's kind of like choking on your spit, like any kind of water can trigger a spasm in your airway.
Is it because it gets into your lungs?
Is that what happens?
So you can be drinking a delicious iced coffee or a hot coffee like this guy was.
Or it can be called secondary drowning. So like if a kid is in the pool and they have trouble breathing, like an hour or up to 24 hours later, that can be just because of some water that they were never able to expectorate.
Oh, my God.
Here's somebody who says, see that 508 text, secondary drowning. I just learned about it yesterday. Somebody told me about it after I finished choking on a beverage.
Yeah.
And so
that's frightening.
You could choke on a beverage this morning, and then all of a sudden, a few hours later, you would just die because you never got the
stuff
out of your lungs. Wow.
That's terrifying.
Or the liquid out of your lungs.
Yeah.
Wow. 508 text, my biggest fear is the Big Mac without sauce. Yes, the LB likes the Big Mac Grand. Is that what it's called?
The Grand Mac.
Grand Mac.
The Grand Mac.
Not good while driving because, you know, it falls falls on your chest every time. Yeah. You look down, like Danielle said, one second.
Did you have Mac sauce making it to the Elite Eight?
You know what
on
I get?
On your
I
bracket?
I got to look at my Elite Eight bracket. Okay. I'll run and grab it.
Yeah. LB, you're not running anywhere. Stop lying.
Okay, so I'll walk you to the office.
Yeah, so LB accurately predicted 8 of the Sweet 16 sauces.
Very exciting.
And that is in the Starch Madness sauce brackets that we have at WAAF.com. So you got to weigh in on that. You know what? At some point, I'll go over the results as we get into Sweet 16 time. And this is Ben on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Ben?
Hey there. I was just calling in because I heard you guys talking about the different types of drowning.
Yes.
I'm a paramedic out in Central Mass, and we talked about it a lot, but I kind of have some insight on it. The dry drowning is different from secondary because it's when water touches the larynx, the upper airway, the whole thing will constrict and clamp down on itself as a instinctive response, whereas the secondary drowning is once somebody's been revived from drowning, the lungs respond later on by rushing a lot of fluid into them, so it's kind of your own body's water that starts drowning you later on.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yep.
That's horrifying.
Here's somebody who has an irrational fear of spontaneous human combustion.
Oh.
It was started by In Search Of, the Leonard Nimoy program,
when they
reported on it.
Yeah.
And since they're 8 years old, they've had a fear of spontaneous human combustion.
Second obscure reference to Spinal Tap, Stubby Tibbs. Stumpy Pete.
It just exploded, and there was a green glowing glob on the drum stool. Yeah. They just blow up.
Here's a 617 text. My irrational fear is accidentally walking in on Danielle and Stiz Grimy. Oh,
that's my irrational fear,
nasty
too.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Do we even line up height-wise to flip it around and get the part? I guess maybe he's kind of close to my...
I'm a little concerned.
Height.
I don't know if you've thought about this or not, but I'm a little concerned of the implications when it comes to the Me Too movement because... You're in a position of authority over Stanley.
Oh, yeah, I have so much influence over where his career goes.
I mean, I feel like that it may have been, it may have been inappropriate for you to ask him on a date in the first place.
Wasn't a date, so that we solved that.
With everything that's going on, hashtag MeToo-wise.
I mean, maybe he
felt like he couldn't say no. Like, maybe...
I'm not rubbing up against a plant in the hallway. Explain to me what my benefit is in this scenario.
Did you ever think that you put him into an uncomfortable, awkward position when you asked him to go to be your date at a wedding because maybe he felt like at work, advancement-wise, he couldn't say no.
I just want you to think about the implication of these kind of things. And you know what? You're 100% right, and because of this, I'm ending my relationship with Stan.
Wait a minute. You can't end it on the air.
That go the way you thought it would? Nope.
You cannot end it
on the
air.
I just did.
You have to reach out to the guy.
I just did.
You've got to text him or call.
He's not even awake yet.
Or call.
Set your alarms, Diz.
Oh, you know whether he's awake or not?
No, when I texted him yesterday to call, and he texted back after the show, he's like, yo, sorry, boo, I just woke up. There were not that many vowels, though. And it.
Does he call you boo?
Bay.
We call each other bay. All right. Well, we are going to debut his love rap to you at 9:05 this morning. And have you heard it yet?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
I want to hear it organically.
Oh. Orgasmically?
Nope.
All right. Let's see here. I'm trying to go over some text messages. Danielle just admitted that there was a relationship. Yep.
Do you not know how to detect sarcasm in people's voices? Because I fear for your work life if that's the case. I don't know if you are on board with that at all. But
let's see. Did Danielle just reference doing something into a plant? Yeah, she was
the Harvey Weinstein obscure reference. Hello.
Did you hear the birthday message that Rose McGowan sent to Harvey Weinstein?
No.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. We have. I think Shu, if you grab that, here's Rose McGowan and her digital birthday message to Harvey Weinstein.
Happy birthday, Harvey Weinstein. I told you we'd be coming. I told you 20 years ago, if I heard of you doing this to another girl or woman, I would come for you. Happy birthday from all of us. We win.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Why don't I remember her sounding like that?
Well, you don't remember her sounding like
that? No, sounds, I don't know, yeah. Maybe it's just me. Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Anything else?
Gross curve.
Anything else news-wise that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah. Speaking of things that keep repeating, let's talk about the newest dog went to different city, or in this case, cities scandal involving Delta Airlines.
This happened again?
Again.
Huh. What is going on with the airlines?
Family from Idaho purchased an 8-week-old puppy from a breeder in Virginia. They could have just gone on to @MondaysMutt on Instagram.
Right.
The breeder put the puppies on a Delta flight headed for Boise. And there were actually two puppies because they were going to two separate families. When one family showed up at the cargo area of Boise Airport on Sunday, they were given the wrong dog. They were given the puppy's litter mate, who was actually supposed to go to a different person who lived kind of close to that area, but not really. The plane was supposed to go from Virginia to Minneapolis to Boise. They went from Virginia to Detroit. They stayed overnight in Detroit and then got to the wrong people when they got to Boise. So this whole thing is a giant cluster F. And the Josh Slaich, is one of the puppy purchasers.
We were concerned about the flight, but I figured because of the national attention to this issue that it would have been better rather than worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly,
it's insane.
It's ridiculous. I don't know how often people fly a lot with their dogs. I mean, how often does that happen?
Constantly.
Yeah.
I think that we're hearing more about it because of the more prominent story that happened recently with the United dog that died. This is the dog thing going to different cities. It's not like new or surprising. I've seen it happen.
Please. Have you ever got down to the carousel and seen the 9,000 bags?
Right, just waiting
of
there.
Luggage that are sitting in front of that office where you got to go talk to the one lady and find out when you're going to get your luggage delivered to your house.
Yeah,
I mean, it happens occasionally with kids too. When they have a kid flying by themselves, they send them
unaccompanied
to the
minor.
Wrong place
did I send you to Hawaii and you were going to Florida?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, John?
Hey, I was just listening to a story about the two puppies that were flown. I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, they should have gone local to try and find puppies, you know, to put the puppies through that. And then who's going to feed them when they got laid over? Who's going to feed them and give them water?
Yeah. Well, you pay for all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah. When you send them via cargo, they have, you know, there are certain regulations about how long they can be on a flight, left alone, et cetera. I mean, there are people that tend to them. They're not just hanging out in the thing.
Yeah, right.
And if they are, we'd hear about it.
Any action on Monday's Mutt yet this week? Have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything yet about Raya.
Yeah.
One of the last week or the week before, that mutt got adopted.
Which one was
Violetta?
From
Fall River. Casey, what the hell's the name of the thing? Forever Paws. Violetta was adopted. So, yeah, she was a little older. We've had great luck with the older pups.
Another adoption.
Yeah.
Good for you and your Heart of Gold segment.
Good for you people.
Monday's Mutt. So there's a Monday's Mutt in here every Monday, and we're trying to find forever homes for Danielle's, what would you call it, her menagerie? Is that the name of the...
Menagerie?
Menagerie. That's, yeah. All right. If you are considering using marijuana medically, then you're going to want to hear what our next guest has to say. It's former legendary, always legendary former sportscaster, Bob Lobel. And then we'll get to the Stiz Grimy love rap for Danielle. And we're going behind the ear moth with an artist who had a number one hit with a song that everybody has sang at one time or another. That is coming up at 9:10.
And now, planning to get anywhere from 0 to 22 inches of snow or something.
What the hell? Again?
This is the Hillman Morning Show.
As I mentioned earlier, I will be forever grateful to our next guest because he gave a young, fledgling upstart broadcaster a chance 28 years ago and agreed to participate in the first regular segment on this program, the Lobel Prize for Sports Award. And I am so excited that he's joining us this morning. Bob Lobel is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hey, Bob.
Hello, man.
How you doing?
All right, that was quite an introduction.
Do you remember those days or not?
Are you kidding me? You used to give me like CDs, musical CDs.
That was the thing.
Being on the show.
Yeah, no cash. We didn't have any cash.
No cash. I don't even know who was on the CDs. Unheard artist.
Well, it's great.
The CDs you never opened, you just sent them to me.
Well, that's all we had. I mean, it could have been.
I was grateful. I think I wasn't grateful. I mean, really,
it was
a lot for my career too.
It was either that or gift certificates for restaurants. We were thinking about that.
I mean, it gave my career a great boost too, Greg. Don't kid yourself.
Bob, you didn't need a career boost. You guys were like the highest paid like local news anchors ever at the time, and you didn't have to help out a dopey radio guy. So I'm forever grateful for that. But I tell you what,
all right, don't make me regret it. Okay,
all right, all right. It's really interesting, I think, for many of our listeners, and Danielle and Shu both remarked about it earlier, that you've been using marijuana and you've been a little bit sick and you've been using it and you want to share that experience with everybody, not only at the NECANN trade show this weekend, but on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit about it, Bob.
Well, about what? About me using medical marijuana?
Yes.
Or about the show? Or about
medical?
That.
Yeah, about you using what made you like it? Doctor recommend it? Did you seek it out on your own? Like what? How did it start?
No, I would be one of those. You run into Uma Dalabalan, who's on the phone as well. You run into her and you can't stop. The point is, you know, it was really. It was either oxycodone. Well, you can ask Lyndon about that. Whether it's I'm sorry, Lyndon, did I give anything away?
No, Lobby, you're my idol. You can say anything you want. Yeah, I ripped the perks. I ripped the oxycodones. Yeah, I'm a marijuana fan now myself.
You had the greatest line I think I ever had when I was like holding a microphone back in Pittsburgh when you came out to play in the Stanley Cup Finals after you were hurt. All you said was, "I'm back," you know.
That's what he says after he misses three or four shows a week here as well. He says,
"Sure." I'm glad.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was all. Anyway, it's all about, you know, for me, it's just trying to deal with, you know, stupid pain, and you know, not to sound, you know, don't feel sorry for me, not at all. It's just a matter. This is an alternative to doing, you know, oxycodone or OxyContin or anything, Percocet or what. I mean, that's the stuff you really want to stay away from when you got an alternative. And, you know, for me, I'm fortunate enough that this stuff works. And you just got to figure out what form you want to use it in, whether you want to use, like, tincture and put it under your tongue, or whether you want to put it on with a salve, you know, just stuff. There's plenty of ways to deliver the package, and it's a lot safer than doing oxycodone It's just not addictive in any way, shape, or form. It just works.
Yeah. Now, Bob, I'm assuming you use mostly CBD stuff.
Continue to assume that.
Yeah, so CBD is different from THC is the psychoactive part of cannabis.
Yeah.
But now they can with the technology it is today, you can get cannabis that's just CBD.
Right.
That doesn't get you high. It's an amazing chemical that's in cannabis.
Yeah, let Uma tell you about this because this is her deal.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Uma. How are you?
Hi, doctor.
How are you?
It is, her first name is Uma, but Della Bowen is her last name, and nobody can pronounce it.
So, doctor, you counsel Bob on choosing marijuana from a therapeutic point of view?
Absolutely. I like to use the word cannabis, actually. And it's very important because one of my basic missions is for people to change the stigma and to learn about the beautiful system known as the endocannabinoid system that we all have, and that most clinicians don't know anything about it because we're not taught it, and only about 15% of the medical schools even teach it now. And what we want people to understand is the truth. And this is truly an option that's out there. And as Bob has mentioned, it is an alternative. And we want people to know that this medicine has been around a long, long time. It's a safe alternative. It's killed nobody, as I say. And it's been prescribed by doctors, and it was in the United States Pharmacopeia from 1850 to 1942. And one of the indications was opioid addiction, also alcoholism. And most people don't know that. And also the United States of America has a patent for cannabinoids, as you've mentioned. CBD is one of them, but THC is another one as well. But they are antioxidants and neuroprotectants.
I wish I knew about this before my prostate exam yesterday, doctor. I would have liked to.
You wouldn't have felt the fist.
I would have been.
It's interesting you bring up the prostate exam because, you know, the rectum is a very nice delivery system, even though a lot of people don't talk about it.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Absolutely. Bob, see what happens?
Whoa.
Yeah. Bob.
Oh, my God.
This did not used to happen.
Back 28 years.
Bob, this did not used to happen when you and Liz Walker were doing the 6
happen.
O'clock. They weren't talking about it. But, yeah.
I know it. I just don't know how to control. She said rectum.
It is.
Let her finish.
Go ahead, doctor.
So, what we want people to understand is that there's different delivery systems, and there's a whole array of different cannabinoids. Cannabis has over 400 different chemicals and over 100 different cannabinoids. And THC is, I like to call it, as the intoxicating cannabinoid. And CBD is a non-intoxicating cannabinoid. And we definitely want the THC. I want the message to be heard clearly. CBD does not work with the receptors in our brain or our CB2 receptors, but THC does. Yet, CBD is an alternative that's out there. A lot of talk is out there about it, but it is just one little cannabinoid that's out there. And as far as delivery systems, the mouth is one entrance of delivery, so you can inhale it, we can ingest it, you could put it under your tongue, you could put it on your body topically, and yes, you could put it in the vagina, you could put it in the rectum. These are all delivery systems, and depending on people's pain, depending on emotional, physical, whatever the cause of the pain is, these are all delivery systems that can work in different ways, depending on how quickly you want it to work for you.
And there are many, you know, many who are listening, like, you know, Bob was talking about LB and sports. And there are a lot of people who have old sports injuries, a lot of people who wake up, you know, with, you know, pain in the knees and pain in the hips. And from a topical point of view, that's making a big difference for people as well.
You know, the stuff works. I think that's the most important message you have to deliver. The stuff works, and it's hard to believe sometimes that, well, it's probably better than taking oxycodone, which you probably will get addicted to in a very short period of time.
Right.
Yeah, sure, it takes care of the pain, but you're going to need more oxys just to keep the high going. But this is different. This stuff works, and it's in a lot of different forms. Right. It's like, okay, we talked about suppositories. Oh, put that where? I don't know. But anyway. These things work.
No, I I've had a really great friend of mine. You guys have known, I've had 3 hip replacements.
Yeah.
And I've had an infection. And I had a really good friend of mine give me a soft.
Yeah.
And it is completely, I went through, how long? 18 months of mayhem on crutches, off crutches, on crutches, off crutches. And I was introduced to the Sov, and it has changed. It's changed my recovery.
Yeah.
You know, I'm almost back to normal. I'm actually riding a stationary bike again.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you're not baked out of your tree.
It's
you
not
know,
supposed you can to be, it's not supposed family. To be stationary, but you can't, you can't move it. And the Sov, you're not supposed to be taking that rectally.
I do.
Now, Bob, you and former Bears quarterback Jim McMahon are going to be at the convention, which is at the Heinz Convention Center this weekend, correct?
I think he's going to be there on Skype. I don't think he's going to be there in person.
Okay.
But the point is that, it is Jim McMahon. Go back to 1986 or whatever the year was, and they played the Bears in the Super Bowl, and McMahon was the bad boy in New Orleans, which is it's not an easy thing to be, but he was, and he was the quarterback of the Bears. But those were great times. There's no question about it. They got killed in the Super Bowl, but on the other hand, it was still a remarkable week, and it was a great introduction to just to be there and be part of that event. And Rick Mann was a huge part of that.
That's
The panel this weekend is going to be Doc and Jocks, and I've been doing it in a couple of different places. And Jim is a big fan of talking about how he's using cannabis and is completely off of all of his opioids. And athletes, we're all athletes. We want to be athletes. And cannabis is also about prevention, and it's improving quality of life. And we're going to also have Boo Williams that's going to be there, Riley Cote, and Eric White.
So it's the Doc and the Jocks, which is a live panel discussion on the role of cannabis in treating sports-related injuries.
Have you? I don't know, Hillman, if you've checked out Jim McMahon's story. It is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, literally, He was getting injections in his in the back of his neck. He can't leave the house. He can't not wear sunglasses. Like, the story of the pain that he went through and his torture is unbelievable. And this is such a great thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's. And Bob, how are you doing medically? How are you feeling?
Yeah, great. Thanks. I am. Thanks for asking. It's fine. Everything's, as long as I, control it and pay attention to the pain and deal with it, it's fine. I'm not crazy about, as Linda knows, it's not a lot of fun to be on crutches most of the time, but that's the way it is. Sometimes those are the cards you're dealt. I was going to ask Linda if he knew Cote, if he ever fought against him, because both of them had similar styles of play, like drop the gloves, let's go.
If I fought against who?
What's that?
I say, if I fought against who?
Okay. Obviously you don't remember. So there, that's the answer to my question.
Well, there was Bob. There's a lot of concussions, and there was a couple 115 fights that I went through. So I don't remember a whole lot anymore. But again, I will just say this to you, Lobi. I'm so proud of you, and I love that you're getting out and being public about your pain and your injury, because people need to know this. I mean, there's so many athletes that, we try and play that we're the tough guy, and you put up with so much, so much pain, and I know you did. And then you know, you finally you have this access to pain relief, and it's amazingly awesome.
Yeah, and it's the same thing goes for you, Brendan. I've always been a big fan, and there are a lot of, you know, not only on the ice and all that stuff, but also on the air. You made an amazing transition, and you had a good guy to work with in Greg Hill. There's no question about it. I can only imagine if after you get through the personal pain seriously that you're talking about, that everybody has to deal with, and some a lot more than others, and you're one of those, a lot more. After you get by that, it's good to be able to come in and have some kind of a conversation that people understand, because you're basically sober.
Well, yeah. Lobi, I want to let people know, I deal with migraines, and that salve, you put it on your temples, boom, it cuts the pain by so many hours, instead of battling for 4 and 5 hours, that, you get relief, way, 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 way sooner. And there's a, again, I'm just learning. So there's so many options. There's so many options so many stuff.
You know what? I'll shut up and let Uma talk for 2 seconds. But the fact that you just mentioned that, okay, you get migraines, it's an awful thing. And to be able to deal with it by putting salve on your temples or whatever, it's pretty remarkable. It's just a lot of people say, well, what do I use this for? How do I use this? There are many different ways that this stuff works, and it's really to your benefit to learn as much as you can about what works where, because it all does if you just, have the right combination. Putting salve on your temples, I haven't heard about that. But see, there's something else that you can just throw it out there, and you say, this works for me. Why wouldn't it work for somebody else who's got migraines?
You bet.
Well, the show is, it's this weekend, Heinz Convention Center.
Heinz.
And Dr. Lobel, it has been great to have both of you on the show this morning, and I hope we get to see you soon, Bob. All right?
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Uma's the star. She's like the Pied Piper of pot.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, folks. And we're going to be there for 2 days. And on the 25th, we're going to be talking about how to talk to your healthcare providers about cannabis and also about traumatic brain injuries and CTE, because cannabis is a neuroprotectant as well. Look forward to seeing you all there.
All right. Fantastic. That is Bob Lobel and the doctor, both high as a kite.
Dr. Uma.
I think they were both high as a kite during that interview. No, I mean, that's what you guys are saying, that you don't really,
it depends.
Use it, and you may not have the effect.
Right.
You don't. You can pick a high CBD strain. Like, a lot of people that use cannabis to treat anxiety, THC, high THC strains are tough for them, so they'll go with something that's more high in CBD. You don't have that psychoactive effect.
Because I was a little concerned about somebody lighting the joint and then blowing it up my butt, but that's not...
Okay, Stevie Nicks.
That's not how it works with the whole rectum. No. Okay. I was just a little worried about it. All right. It is 8:58 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.